This is Jules and my co-host, Lucy. All right, guys, it's been a while since we've been here, so we wanted to do a great topic. Go ahead and let them know what it is.
Our topic for today is pussy farts, or in other words, queefs. So we're going to open a topic on pussy farts. What are they? How the hell? What was that? So lots of men who experience this may act like it's nothing and be quiet about it, or may like, what was that? You know, and just like stop and look and like make sure everything's intact. I've gotten lots of reactions, and they're freaking funny. They're freaking funny. But Jules, do you know what that is? Have you ever had them?
Honestly, no. But that's why this topic to me is just like so hilarious, and I figured who better to have this conversation with than Juicy. I mean,
Oh, great.
Come on now.
Oh, great.
She is my educator, so let's go.
So listen to her, guys. She's been out of commission for a while, so now we need to help her get back on track. So once we get back on track, she'll be better. Well, from experience, and I also read about it in one of my Facebook pages, that you need to be having sex, fucking for a really long time, and different positions for them to happen. They do not happen like having fucking for maybe, even quickies, there's no way. Maybe, but if you're fucking for more than 10 minutes, you're going to have one. And depending on the position, I've always noticed it's now, what happens with queefing is that when a couple keeps changing positions, that's when the pussy farts happen. Because what happens is that the moment the guy pulls his dick out, air goes into the pussy. So pulling it out, putting it back in, pulling it out, putting it back in, to change positions, that's what causes the
air.
Pussy fart.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what causes them. But I've had a few. The last man I've been with, we had a ball with them. There was so, because we just kept changing position after position after position, because we was at it for so long. I was at one point like, come on, hurry up and finish. But we just kept changing positions, Then it started happening. So I was like, hold on. Now, when that started happening, you're telling yourself, oh, God, this is going to happen. We're going to go longer at this. But that's how it happened, because we just kept changing positions. And it just started, but boy, I had a lot. And it's not the same as a regular fart. They don't smell.
Yeah, they're odorless.
Right, because it's not that kind of. It's not like you're pouring gas at your pussy. We need to let guys know that. We need to let guys know that you're not blowing gas.
Like, oh, what is that?
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. I knew I was not blowing gas out my pussy. I know that. You know. But, you know, it's, you know, you have to let guys know, no, it's not that kind of fart.
Could you imagine a guy having a conversation with his boys, trying to figure out how to stop
yeah.
it from happening just in case it smells?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's discussing it. He's like, yo, guys, have you ever, and let me tell you, it's a little embarrassing, so maybe some guys are talking about it, maybe some aren't. But it is, a sign that you're fucking really good, that is one sign, and that you've been at it too long.
Mm-hmm.
You've been at it way too long. Because it doesn't happen to me all the time. It's happened to me maybe a few times, but it doesn't happen all the time. It only happens, like I said, once in a, like I said, if you're at it for too long, it starts building up. And you, the pulling out, putting the back in, pulling out, putting the back in, causing air bubbles to go up there.
Mm.
Oh, that ain't nothing.
Yeah, the air gets trapped, and with him pushing is where it makes the noise. Okay.
That ain't nothing. Have you ever had an experience where you're having sex and you want to farting?
Who, me? No.
You either?
I don't remember, but I don't think so.
Well,
maybe drunk
had,
or something.
It's happened to me a few times that a guy was pumping really hard, and it was just, I was just throwing out all these little farts. Because he was pumping,
and you can't stop it.
No. It's not like he noticed.
Oh, okay.
Because you were busy, you know, going at it, but not like he noticed, but, oh, my God, damn it. You know? So, word of advice, try not to have dairy a few hours before sex.
Okay.
Dairy tends to do that. Always keep in mind what kind of foods that make you fart the most is mostly dairy. Dairy, milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream.
Interesting.
So, yes. I know it's dairy. So, I'm keeping in mind that before I get there, I'm going to avoid some dairy. Because I really didn't care. Guys, I'm pretty sure you didn't care. It was good. You was hungry. You probably didn't care. You wasn't trying to stop and take a smell. No. That's what happened. No. But it's happened. I mean, well, it happened with me. But it's happened. I know it's happened to other girls. And we would like to hear you guys' advice. If it's ever happened to you guys.
Yes, please do. Hit us up on our webpage. Email us at thetotallysexshow@gmail.com. Oh, my Lord. I want to hear some experiences.
Oh, this should be good. But it has nothing to do with body size or your status. It's all about action.
Exactly.
All about action.
On a quick different note, I wanted to thank everyone for all the emails asking us where were we, when we were going to put up a new podcast.
I mean,
we had so many emails. It was ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. You're kidding, Jules?
No, I am so serious. And, life catches up to us, and that's what happens. But
We get too busy, exactly.
So, I mean, here we are. I hope you enjoy our first episode of our new season. Pussy farts. How much better does it get?
Yeah, exactly. Well, like I said, guys, don't be alarmed. It's actually very natural. It's actually a natural. It's as natural as having an orgasm.
Yep.
It's that natural, you know? It's just something, not everybody experiences it, but after some experience, it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
It could happen. So, it does happen. Girls, guys, don't freak out. Don't go to the doctors. Call the doctor. Okay. I was with my boyfriend, and all they did was get coming out my pussy. What's wrong with me? So don't go to the doctors. Try to find out, because the doctor's going to look at you. I mean, a doctor who's looking, I can't even imagine.
The look the doctor gives a person, like, what?
A GYN should know what they are, because it happens. So I'm pretty sure there may be some girls out there who don't know what that was. And they're a little freaked out about it. And probably the boyfriend wants to know what it is, so they go to the doctors. So don't go ahead and put another notch in your health plan to find out something needs no diagnosis, doesn't need a cure, doesn't need medication for it. It's all about being a human.
I could just imagine the look on a doctor's face with someone going in this.
they're called that and queef. I mean, the word is in the dictionary.
Oh my gosh.
So don't go to these girls, don't go to the doctors to find out. You know, it's all normal, it's all natural. Now, if you have a boyfriend, if you have a man, a boyfriend, whoever you want to call him, who has a problem with it, maybe you should think about letting him go, because it's
natural.
Something you can't like I said, you can't control it. It's like orgasm. You don't want to control an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to control an orgasm. You want that to happen. You want that to come. See, like, you can't control it. You can't control it. It's a natural, freaking response to you.
I'm over here listening to you, but I'm also like really thinking, like, has it happened? Because I'm sure that it has to have happened, and I just don't remember. Because it doesn't happen as often as I guess it should. But
I can't explain it, like I said, but that happened one particular time because we just kept changing positions, going in and out, and that's what happened. So I realized, oh, now that's something we shouldn't do again. But it happened so much.
Yeah, and I would assume that there's no way to prevent that from happening.
Right, like I said, changing positions and going in and out. But it happened so much that we literally stopped and started cracking up. We actually stopped and we both started cracking up. He's like, do you know any way to get rid of that? And I was like, no. But it happened so much that we actually stopped and started cracking up.
He was fucking,
instead of the moans and the girls and the oohs and the ahs, you had the guy has to be very understanding, very understanding. You know, hey, some guys
are
so...
Oh, my God. I've been in conversations, I'm crying.
Some conversations are a little... Some guys out there are little freaks and actually prefer a girl do that. Guys, FYI, it's not going to happen with every girl. Okay? And if it doesn't happen, do not stress it. And do not emphasize it so much, because it doesn't happen all the time. So the guys who like it a little bit too much, please, don't put the pressure on your girl to like, why you having pussy fart? Come on, seriously.
Exactly. Like me. I don't honestly remember ever having one, so there you go.
Exactly. Because guess what? The times I've had some really good orgasms,
mm-hmm.
some good ones, I pussy fart.
Look at that. What a coincidence,
yep.
Huh?
Now, that's probably happened once in my entire life. Once.
Oh.
Once. Like I said, it happens, but it's not going to... Like I said, once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Once in a lifetime. You know, it's natural to golden showers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we already know how the golden shower thing works.
Yeah, exactly. We already know how that happens. So guys are... A lot of guys are used to that, so they're cool with it. A lot of guys are used to that, so they're cool with it. They're cool with it. Because that is a sign that you're doing it good.
You're doing the right job. That's
exactly.
True.
Exactly. So, guys, don't worry about it. You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. Could you imagine getting pussy farts from being fingered?
Oh, my. That's some big-ass fingers, then.
I can't imagine that that can happen with fingering. Imagine.
Maybe not with fingering, but like I personally can't see it happening to me. But there's some people that love fisting. I could see it happening with fisting.
Oh no! Oh God! I heard about the fisting part.
I could see the pussy fart coming from that. But not from fingering, because could you imagine
how not
big
like that.
Those fingers gotta be?
From your dildo.
Oh, that's very
yes.
possible. Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now that I come to think of it, yes, I have. I take it all back. Yes, I have.
Okay, so
you're
tell us.
When we're doing it, we tend to, I'm either lying on my back with my legs up, or I'm doggy style, face down.
Uh-huh.
Belly down. And
that's where they happen
the
most.
Air. Exactly.
That's where they happen the most. So go on.
That's what it is. And, you know, sometimes we're playing with our toys when we're doing that. So, and that's
okay.
When it has happened. When we're playing with the dildo.
Uh-huh.
That's when it is. And that's when I hear, oh, somebody's having fun.
Well, it's not fun to hear a response, but okay. just go with the flow. Just go with the flow. Just do it. Let's just get it. But there you go. I'm pretty sure the dildo was really big.
Well, I don't know. I think mine's our average size. I have a few of them, so I don't know.
You heard that, guys? You have a few of them.
You got to keep the marriage or the relationship spicy, so we like to play.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's cool. Hey, it's cool to have a wholesomeness. That's okay with them, because some men will be intimidated by having that in the bed.
Oh, yes, yes. They'd be like, oh, why? I'm not enough for you? Yes.
Yes, let's not get off the topic. We'll discuss that in another show, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, yes. Thinking about it, yes, that's happened to me quite a few times.
There you go.
Yeah, I remember. So. Yeah. I mean, those are the only times that I remember. Is only when we've been playing with our dildos, and it's because I would assume it's because they're plastic, you know, or rubber or stuff like that. They're not real. But now that I'm talking to you and you're saying that it's happened and it hasn't happened with toys, then it has to have been the position and not the actual toy.
Position does play a big part in it, definitely.
Yes.
It does. But like I said, if you're at it for a while and you change your positions, that definitely will happen automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, some men some men feel a little insecure when they're at it for a while and still nothing, so they figure changing the position may help.
Yep.
So, you know, that's what happens. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Something you will learn, but it's no big deal. It's not a disease. It's something the doctor could give you.
Could you imagine a guy running to the doctor saying,
oh,
we were having sex and my girlfriend did a pussy fart. Is it bad? Because now I got air in my little hole and I know that's
my
bad.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine a man doing that? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. No,
the doctor cracking up in this person's
face. A doctor that has some humor, yes. Some of them are so stiff and boring.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Some of them are so stiff and boring.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it's funny. But see, the thing about it could be funny. It could be something funny. Don't take it so serious. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. You know, it happens. Different positions, different couples, everybody, it happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. But I think this was a great topic to bring up for the first show. It's freaking funny as hell.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The dudes and don'ts are full of pussy farting. The dudes and don'ts.
Oh my god, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Yeah, we should be wrapping up the show.
I know, wait a minute. Alright guys, so if you have any questions, comments, you want to give us a suggestion on a show topic that you want to hear
that'd be great.
Shoot us an email
at
thetotallysexshow@gmail.com. Hit us up at thetotallysexshow.podomatic.com. We actually have a new website that we're coming up with. It's going to be up shortly, and we're going to be starting a new Facebook page and Twitter, so you can instantly get in contact with us. How about that? We're going to have one for Juicy. We're going to have one for Jules, or we might just have one for the show, and, you know, we're always together and talking.
For the show. It should be for the show. You can't divide Jules and Juicy. No, it doesn't work that way.
Okay, so then we're going to do a Twitter account just for the show, and you guys can hit us up if you have any questions, but both or either or, just ask away, guys.
Yes, and let us know any topics you want us to discuss on the show. We would love to do that for you guys.
Yeah, that would be so great. I mean, you guys sent us so many emails. Where are we? Why haven't we posted anything? And life gets in the way, but we're back. So give us your suggestions, your opinions, even if it's a two-word email. Hey, I want to talk like what we just did. Pussy farts. That's, right topic in the subject. Pussy farts. That's enough for us, you know?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So
I can't wait to hear them. I can't wait to
show that
them.
You guys want to hear.
I can't wait to meet them.
Yeah, it'll be so funny. All right, guys. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. We missed you.
We love you.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.